So who am I talking to?
You're talking to Sergeant Constantine Ramon Valentino Smith II.
Wow. I might have to write all that out. And where are you stationed?
In the States or out here?
It's kind of hard to hear you, so forgive me if I ask a couple of different times. And whereabouts and how long have you been there?
I'm in Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan here since January, February.
Is this your first deployment?
No, this is my fourth.
Wow. So what made you decide to get into the military?
A good recruiter.
That's not a bad answer because I remember our recruiter when he was pretty damn good. So do you have any family members that are also in the service, or are you the lone wolf?
I'm the lone wolf. I don't have any that I know of. I mean, there's a lot of Smith, but I'm not related to all of them.
Right. So what do you do? I mean, if you could, in layman's civilian terms, could you tell us what you do? I mean, I guess job description. Let's put it that way.
My primary job, I'm not doing it out here. I'm a communicator. So I do a lot of things with radios, data networks, stuff like that.
Well, we have something in common there. I've been doing stuff like that for about 35 years, probably on a completely different level, meaning that yours is way cooler than mine.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose I'm sure it'll change and has changed from, you know. So I'm always curious. You know, my son's been out there for I don't know how long it's been. You lose track of time when you're pushing 50. And I'm always curious what the guys and gals do on their off time. And my son has turned into one hell of a good photographer. I mean, we get some really cool pictures that he sends back. Very, you know, artistic and in nature for the most part. So what do you do? If you had to describe a time off activity, or do they even give you enough time off to have one?
Yeah, that's a good question. Time off activities. I play pool. There's a bunch of MWRs, which are kind of like recreational centers you can go to. And they have pool, they have Wi-Fi there, TV, so you can watch all the sports games. They have special events that they do, like soft night, just a bunch of random things, you know, to make the troops feel like they're back home. I'll play pool, watch movies with some friends, and just kind of enjoy the camaraderie out here, because when I go home, I'm not going to see them nearly as much.
You may have already mentioned when. So you're there until February, you said, right?
Sometime early next year.
Okay, so your holidays are there for sure, then, right?
Yes.
How old are you? I didn't know if I asked.
I'm 27, and you have
27.
Not asked. 27. Yes.
Well, then you're not a spring chicken, then. You're an older, wiser guy. We've talked to some pretty young guys out there in the past few months, and my kid, he's 26, 27. He's close to your age, something like that. So tell us, how's it going out there? If you had to, maybe it's not a fair question with your job title. It's probably hard to kind of know and get a good gauge of it, but how are things going in terms of getting the job done? You know, about stuff that's getting done there. If you had to say, hey, I want to report some good news. This is some stuff that's been going on that's getting done, and good progress is being made here and there. How would you answer that?
It's a really vague question.
I know. You like that?
It's very good. I would say things are going pretty good. I can't really say how things are going outside, you know, in the city. I'm out there, but for my friends who do go out there, there's huge differences from the last time I was out here to this time, and it seems to be making a lot of progress. So the people love us, and that's what matters.
Well, there you go. Hey, you did a pretty good job of answering that one. Tell me, meaty stuff we really want to hear. Describe your job. Exactly what do you do, and if on any given day, what's your title, and what does a job entail?
I'm out here right now, the company sergeant. I do everything for the our company. We're a logistics regiment, and I take care of all the administrative requirements for all the other Marines. Some of the sailors just mock out paperwork, make sure things are getting done. As it was worded to me before, my main job is like the background operator. I do everything, so everyone who goes out, everyone who has the, you could say, more high-focused jobs, or everything they do runs smooth, and they're not worried about, you know, anything back home, pay, or whatever.
So it sounds like you're kind of the glue that sort of keeps things together in some regard, right?
I like to feel that way sometimes.
Yeah. Holidays coming up. One of the questions that, it always gets asked, and I certainly always end up asking my kid, if you had to kind of outline a care package, you know, either from the standpoint of need or want or fun or I don't know, what would you prefer to have sent? As you know, I'm always interested in what shortages there are. You know, what do you guys need? It's, you know, if we were to send care packages, what's a good description of one?
I would honestly say like random toys. You'd be amazed how entertaining Marines can be with just the simplest things. Sometimes people like overthink it and they send like, you know, just video games, or they'll send stuff like that. Like, how am I supposed to play a video game if I don't have that system? You send like baseball gloves and a bat and a couple balls, some golf balls, some tennis clubs, or golf clubs, tennis rackets, and they will find things to do with them to entertain and play with. I mean, I wouldn't say there's a lot of shortages here. We're on a big base. Outside, once again, I can't say what they're short on, but just having a mitt and a ball, being able to toss around with one of your friends on a slow day, it's pretty relaxing, and it just takes you out of this place.
You know, I know my wife is getting tired of me bringing it up, but I've got no one I really know, but I certainly read about it in forums and talk to guys, you know, in forums in the military that are into certain hobbies. And I'm into RC helicopters. I mean, I've got the sickness. I mean, I am absolutely obsessed and crazed with them. I've got the big Maxi Jokers and the, you know, the T-Rexes and, you know, all that stuff. So remote control helicopters, turns out so many guys that I run into in the military deployed are out playing with building, you know, flying and learning how to fly and using simulators. And I think in that group of people that I talk to, that I think the single thing that they ask for or desire the most is a simulator. Do any of you guys fly, and this is my own personal question, if you know any guys out there that are big time into RC stuff.
I don't know anyone who does any flying out here. However, I know I've always wanted an RC helicopter, and I would love to just fly one around here all the time. Put a little camera on it, mess with people. That, and I have a lot of friends who do video editing, and we try to make videos out here to remember the time, and that just be a great way to get videos from like different angles versus somebody having to stand up on something or running around. Nice, smooth RC helicopter. You can fly. Put a little small camera on. Perfect.
You know what? That's what I do for a living. That's my job.
Oh, you have an awesome job.
Yeah. We do it on a film basis, and well, we're going to get off track here in a second, I can tell. But I do film work for. I do it in full scale too. We use three different helicopters: the R-22, 44, and the Jet Ranger. But I use Maxi Jokers and Logo 600s and 700s and that sort of thing. And a lot of the mounts are hybrids and home build mounts, gyro stabilized. We use Skyline gyros and Radions and these really cool, basically miniature Cineflex systems that give you super smooth video results so you don't have shaky. And we put really nice cameras on them, 5Ds and C300s and, film industry type cameras. So, and it's a blast. I mean, that's how it evolved for me. So, but I could talk for 3.5 hours, or longer when it comes to that stuff. But I do. I'm really enjoying the heck out of it. And it's a combination of the RC photography and video. So maybe that's a good part of the care package is just, make sure you guys are stocked up with gear that you can record video with because that stuff ain't cheap,
It's really not. And that's one of the ways you can really keep memories. I don't like taking a lot of pictures. However, I've been more into it recently. Like I said, it's my fourth deployment. And I have pictures and videos I've made for my first deployment. And there's one I remember I made. It was an awesome video. Me and my friend spent like a week and a half on it. And then the morning I was going to finalize it, I wake up and he's at my rack on my computer. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just, naming these pictures or whatever. And he renamed the picture before I finalized it. So the whole video was messed up because the program couldn't find the file names anymore.
Wow. We use, I've been in production for most of my career, 30 plus years, doing, imaging and working with post, software, obviously, audio and video. We use Final Cut Pro and that sort of thing. So I enjoy the heck out of editing and the whole process is really fun, but I really like the post end of things. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. I'm doing a big project now that's really, time-consuming. That's one part of it all. It sure takes a lot of time. So, are you guys familiar with Operation Homefront? Adopt a Soldier? Do you hear any of that kind of stuff out there, or know anything about it?
Yes, Operation Adopt a Soldier. When we first got here, I signed up a few of my Marines for living in care packages. My wife signed me up for New Jersey Cares. They've been amazing. They've been just unbelievable with the amount of care packages they send, and they're phenomenal. Anything and everything you could think of, they put in packages. And I was expecting like one or two every couple months. I would get like four or five like a month. And then after a while, I had so many, I would just push them out and send them out to the Marines out in the cities and stuff like that just so they can get some of the care from New Jersey.
Wow. Well, that's the most I've heard about that. I guess there's one spot to try to put together a list of care packages and see if I'm sure they've got some pretty creative lists too, and certainly an abundance of stuff flows that way through those guys. Have you? I'm always interested in who go, and I'm having kind of a connection with third party, but a connection to Nashville and the guys that go out and perform out and tour, through the USO and that sort of thing. Do you ever get to hear of or see of any, country stars that come out there? I know Toby's been there a bunch, and there's been a bunch of others that flow through several times a year. Do you see any? Yeah. Do you ever get to see performances or see country guys?
Not this year. The Dallas Cowgirls came. Toby Keith came, and there is a bunch of other people, the Allstate guy, Weed Man came, and a bunch of other people came out here. When I was out here in 2010, they had, special appearances, it seemed every week, at least two, three times a month. Mark Wahlberg came out here, I think Toby Keith's not that year, too. I mean, this year, there hasn't been as many, maybe because we're seems like we're winding down, but I've definitely seen my fair share of celebrities out here, and it's always reassuring. It's always a good feeling for the Marines and all the soldiers and troops out here, because it feels like, hey, I'm not that far from home, and, you know, if I can't go home, at least a little bit of home comes out here to see me.
Yeah, they seem to do a pretty good job at that, and I think they have ever since, you're probably too young to remember, but I'm sure you've heard it mentioned, but Bob Hope was the big USO guy back in the day. And, you know, some of the short list of Hollywood people that would go out and entertain, you know, comedians and stand-up and that sort of thing, and there was fewer, you know, full-on big bands and acts and, you know, specific genres that used to tour, but now that's a whole different thing. There's so many now involved. You said you're coming home in February. Do they ever tell you, give you any confidence that that is in fact when you're going to come home?
Yeah. I've done year deployments before, and usually whenever we get close to winding down, whenever they give us the time frame, that's pretty much it. There's no changing that. So,
well, I asked that because my son keeps getting some. He's doing more analyst type work right now, but they don't seem to tell him until the last second when he gets to go and or where he gets redeployed or, you know.
Need to get friends, you know that stuff.
Yeah. So what are you going to do when you get home? I know you guys, I would. It'd be crazy not to. What do you think of? I mean, what's like the first thing you... You know what? I didn't even ask you. You said you're married. You have kids?
I am, and I do.
You don't know? Did you say you don't have any idea if you have kids?
No, I said I am married, and I do have kids.
You do have kids. Okay. So I guess it's you know, pretty obvious answer to the question, what are you going to do when you get home, which is hang out with the fam, right?
Yeah, so we're going to Taco Bell, because I love Taco Bell, and I'm going to lay on my floor and play with my kids while they jump and climb on me and just have fun with them.
What are you going to do down the road? I mean, are you going career on this, or are you thinking you've got a calendar date and it's set and you've got a career lined up? I know that there's education and, you know, some other options that they kind of wind you through and give you the options for, but what are your plans for, ultimately, what are your plans?
I think one enlistment at a time. There's no need to, for me at least, I don't see a need to plan, I'm going to do 20 years. Marine Corps changes so drastically that for me, I find it would be hard to try to plan everything off of it. So I did 4 years at a time and just figure out what I want to do during that time. When I get back from this deployment, I want to go recruiting and do that, and I'll figure out what I want to do after that.
So, let's see. I've got a short... I always have to refer to this because I can never remember it. Leah gives me a little list. Can you get them? And here's what it is. Can you get them to say dot, dot, dot? Can you get them to say this, that, and the other? So let's be nice, and we'll play along with their request here. here it is. I couldn't find it for a second. She wants me to have you say happy holidays. First of all, go ahead and just say your name and then say happy holidays from all of us here in Afghanistan.
My name or my name and rank?
Yeah, I guess I think your name and rank would be perfect on this. So your name and rank, and then happy holidays from all of us here in Afghanistan.
Hi, this is Sergeant Smith II, and happy holidays from everyone out here in Afghanistan.
Perfect. Let's see, does she want me to have you say anything else? Oh, yeah, one more thing. Hey, it's a short list today. She wants you to say, and you'll find out what we're doing in Afghanistan tonight with Leah.
And you'll find out what we're doing tonight in Afghanistan with Leah.
Okay, one more time. And you'll find out what we're doing in Afghanistan tonight with Leah.
And you'll find out what we're doing tonight. Or you'll find out what we're doing at Afghanistan tonight. This will be it.
Perfect. Well, listen, what do you get? I never know how to properly address. Can I just call you Sergeant?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sergeant Smith,
Sergeant,
right?
The second.
Sergeant Smith the second. What a great name. Well, listen, we very much appreciate, number one, your time and your service, more importantly, and what you guys do out there. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers, especially during the holidays, are with you guys, you know, pretty much every day. But we're a pretty tight group of people that really focus in on you guys out there, and we're really looking forward to everybody coming home and coming home safe. And we hope you're safe and stay that way. And let whoever you can that can get in touch with anybody, especially us, know if you guys need anything. We'll go out of our way to make sure you get it. RC helicopters, cameras, doesn't matter.
RC helicopter would be great. I actually want to make my wife a video for Christmas. She doesn't know. So I had her upload a bunch of pictures and stuff. And I made her one for Valentine's Day. She absolutely loved it. And I want to kind of surprise her with this one. So an RC helicopter with a camera would be fantastic. Phenomenal. It'd be perfect.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for your time. I'll let you get back to it. And I wish you well. And everybody here would want to say thanks and thanks for your service and all that. And look me up when you get home, and I'll hook you up, I guarantee you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Steve, for doing this. It's a good way for everyone to hear how we're doing.
All right. Take good care.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.